this is an opportunity for us to face our adversary in a different way. There's a war going on in one country. A crime wave in another. An affliction, tantamount to a plague, in a third. And we learn that each is caused by the same thing. That the cause of a common cold, the cause of a war, the cause of anything that affects us adversely is always the same. And when we are told to come out of her, to come out of Babylon, the statement is a demand that you rise to the height, that you recognize the one universal cause of that which we call evil. I would like us to set our consciousness on rising out of all the evil in the world, of all the negativity in the world. And the way we're going to do that is to dwell in the total silence and rise above our sense of body. When we have attained that level of consciousness, which is not aware of our mortal bodies, we will break the universal hypnotism, which is the cause of every so-called evil in our consciousness. This is an effort that demands intense concentration, and one which you may never have thought of in this life. You're going to leave your body. And if you are focused on what you are trying to do in such a way that you will not tolerate the existence of a human body, then you will be duplicating that which Lazarus brought to our minds. The tomb of Lazarus was that area where world mind was conquered. Lazarus rose out of the tomb. And it was pictured as a tomb because it holds humanity captive. Totally captive. And now, let us rise up as Lazarus did in the inner silence that becomes our fortress. Laying aside all human belief. You are going to come out of Babylon. There will be a slow unselfing in which me has no existence. We're looking for a group effort in which the consciousness of as many who are capable of rising joins. I didn't place the mics there. This lady says you're missing it all. Is that so? Jezebel in the Bible is pictured as a harlot, one who seduces humanity. And this seduction has to do with matter, our ambition, in which all the things we are ambitious for, even when we attain them, are of no value to us. And this seduction continues, and man lives and never knows what went wrong in his life. He never knows that he has gone into the prison of the world mind, and everything he does is of no avail. it becomes necessary to face the world mind and to see that it is nothing. It is nothing more than the universal hypnotism which requires man to look at it and to remove that which is hypnotized. And that which is hypnotized is his false sense of self. If he continues in this vein, everything his false sense of self achieves will be nothing but a bauble. He goes through life reaching out for the things his mind tells him he must have. But they are material things. There is no spiritual input, no spiritual attainment. And in a burst of inspiration, he responds to that inner call to rise out of the mortal mind, not out of one illness or a second one, but out of the cause of all illness. And now I have to depend on all of us to find that area in consciousness which is above the mortal mind. Yeah. As the group consciousness rises, you will find that you have a weapon to meet many statewide problems that you face as individuals. The water shortage, the bug issue, crime waves, diseases. As you have a group consciousness that rises higher and higher in the silence, it will lead to that moment in time when you break the barriers of time. You reach the eternal, where the group consciousness in the eternal achieves the oneness with the Father. There should be groups at all times established in your community which has the responsibility of facing major issues, joining with other groups around the world. Because the world mind is deadly, but it cannot face individual consciousness, which is determined to find the God contact. We are still within the realm of time. And that is the one last remaining world mind belief that we must rise above. For as soon as we break the barrier of time and realize it is non-existent, there is no place for any of the evils of the world. There is no water shortage. There is no crime wave. Every cause of any problem on the earth disappears when you break the time barrier. God does not live in time. God lives in eternity. We, when we break the hypnotism of time, will find that we too live in eternity. There is no disease, no debility, no lack, no crime outside of time. And there is no time. How can we come to be aware that time is the tomb that Lazarus escaped from? Now let's find a way to get out of time. Yesterday does not exist. All of your yesterdays do not exist at this moment. Tomorrow does not exist. It hasn't come into our awareness. Release your sense of yesterday. Release yourself in yesterday, the me who thought it lived yesterday, and the me who thinks it will live tomorrow. And the me who thinks it is living now because matter has these three phases. Matter has yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And matter is not. Where is 5 million years ago if there is no matter? Where is 5 million years in the future if there is no matter? you become aware of the everywhereness of being, and find that you exist now everywhere, there can be no time. For your everywhere self. There can be no individual diseases. You're above the human processes. In the timeless, eternal everywhere. When the feel of it comes into your being, you will realize that you have left the earth plane. And somewhere down on the earth, there will be a little speck which will coordinate with you, your earth self and your everywhere self will coordinate. You will be aware of infinity, living itself as you. There are no minutes, no years, no centuries. It seems absurd to think that you can be sick when you have escaped from the tomb of time. Come out of her. Is the Christ way of telling you that you have no boundaries in space or time or matter. You cannot find the end of your being or the beginning. Every now and then it's important that you go into an exercise of this type, because eventually it will lead you to the truth of being as an experience. and it will become quite clear that there is no earthly quality to hold us in bondage. For Christ transcends all that is material, all that is limited. How can you find your little problems anymore? Where can they be? In this level of awareness, you have mobility. Ideas will transfer you quickly. You are not limited to a spot. And your thoughts do not move slowly because they are not your thoughts any longer. It was in this speed of thought, even quicker, that the revelation was received by John. An instantaneous transfer of thought within the infinite mind. Above the level of any possibility a false change. So that the document was perfect when rendered, and perfect still. John was one of the first channelers in channeling the mind of Christ. And the thoughts that came to him were not human. They were above the level of human thought. They were the divine level, and they were dependable thoughts. They were thoughts that carry with them the ability to work the problems out that they present to us. When John heard come out of her, that meant that we are capable of coming out of the world mind. this will remain a constant goal until we achieve it. Because until you come out of the world mind, you're not going to heaven. When you come out of the world mind, you're in the kingdom of God. If it seems like an impossible task, it is a task that was given to us by He who came out of the world mind. And to achieve it, you must travel the straight and narrow. You can't do the things you like to do. You must do the things that you are told to do by the Christ. You see, it cannot be done for you. You can't delegate it. You must enter into the Christ who has done it. You cannot ignore the Christ. The tasks that are to be done by us are too momentous to be done as individuals. You can only break the world mind when you're in Christ consciousness. And so single-pointed, your whole life is dedicated to achieving the awareness that is Christ. You must develop the habit of turning your life over to Christ each day and to feel that in doing so, you are following the divine pattern. The fruits are beyond price. To achieve the tree of life, to achieve the white stone, the morning star, to be able to go out and walk in the Spirit means every door is open to you. And I stress these points because no matter what you pay to attain it, the price is right. Once you break the matter barrier or the time barrier and find yourself in another level of consciousness, you have achieved what Jesus Christ came to do, to teach you, to open a way. That is your goal. And that is the fulfillment of his teaching. So do not mind if at times you're called upon to stretch, to allow yourself the liberty of seeking what many have considered impossible. Every Friday morning, in Kauai, we meet in contemplation and in meditation at 10 o'clock. I'd like every one of you who finds it possible to join us at that time. You will be lifting us, and we will be lifting you. And you will discover the realm of spirit is where you want to be. So please try and remember that, and I'll remind you again. Friday mornings at 10, Hawaiian time.